दोस्तों, SBS हिंदी पर आज आपको सुनवाने जा रही हूँ एक ऑस्ट्रेलियन द्वारा भारत के पर्यावरण को बचाने, भारत के ग्रामीण क्षेत्र में युवाओं को, लोगों को कौशल सिखाने यानी कि स्किल डेवलप करने के लिए, और चूल्हे के धुएं से जो महिलाओं को स्वास्थ्य पर असर होता है उसे बचाने के लिए, इन सभी उद्देश्य को एक साथ साधने के लिए शुरू किए गए नॉट फॉर प्रॉफिट कार्यक्रम स्मोकलेस स्टव के बारे में। इस कार्यक्रम को शुरू करने वाले हैं रसल। उनके साथ अंग्रेजी में हुई मेरी बातचीत के मुख्य अंश आपके समक्ष प्रस्तुत कर रही हूँ। सबसे पहले जब मैंने रसल से कार्यक्रम के उद्देश्य के बारे में पूछा तो उन्हें बहुत ही सरल शब्द में समझाते हुए उन्होंने कहा कि
Which was aimed at providing a very efficient, clean-burning heating and cooking stoves for the people of the Himalayas. And then now we also have a parallel project, which we call the Smokeless Cook Stove Revolution, which is a not-for-profit project aimed at training people how to make their own smokeless cook stove. Because we found in our prototyping in Ladakh last year, we found an incredibly cheap way how to do this. So we thought we need to share this information. So that's happening in parallel.
रसेल पिछले 25 सालों से भारत की मुलाकात ले रहे हैं। रसेल का कहना है कि इस कार्यक्रम को शुरू करने के लिए उन्हें प्रेरणा मिली पर्यावरण बचाने और उसी के साथ जिंदगियों को बचाने के एक विचार के साथ।
Yeah, well, initially my motivation for the whole project from the very beginning was seeing the deforestation of the Himalayas and then coming up with this design, which is very efficient. But it's actually the way that these particular stoves work, and both the projects use the same technology, and the technology is a very simple mechanism that burns at a very high temperature, high enough to burn smoke, and so you have a double benefit of a clean combustion and a more efficient combustion. So when we found out that we could do this using raw materials of just very simple clay, cut grass, and adding some additives to the clay to make it insulated, we found that for almost no cost, basically if you have these basic materials in your village or in your home, you can make a smokeless fire. So that's the background. Now the reason it became so important for me to share that information was because the number of people who are dying every year because of smoke inside the home due to cooking fires, which the World Health Organization has labeled household air pollution, globally it's in excess of 4 million people a year, and in India alone it's around 1 million people a year, and mostly women and children. So that was the motivation behind it.
Russell कहते हैं कि निर्धुम चूल्हे का इस्तेमाल करना स्वास्थ्य के लिए बेहतर साबित हो सकता है और इससे पर्यावरण को भी सुरक्षा मिलती है, तो इसके प्रति जागरूकता फैलाने के लिए उन्होंने वर्कशॉप्स करने की शुरुआत की। सबसे पहले इस प्रकार की वर्कशॉप्स हिमालय के क्षेत्रों में की गई थी, लेकिन अब भारत के विविध राज्यों तक इसकी सुवास फैली हुई है।
I've run workshops in Ladakh, in Delhi, in Chandigarh. We've had a workshop run in Dawad in Connecticut State, at the MP State workshop. And in February, I was invited to speak at a TEDx at Ranchi in Jharkhand. And as soon as I finished speaking, and I was talking about this project in particular, I immediately had a queue of people who lined up, said, we need to have this workshop. One of those was the Chief Secretary to the
सल कहते हैं कि निर्धुम चूल्हे बनाने की जो प्रक्रिया है वो पूर्ण रूप से वैज्ञानिक है। आधुनिक टेक्नोलॉजी की मदद से भी निर्धुम चूल्हे को बनाने में आसानी होती है और उसे बेहद ही सरल तरीके से गांव वालों तक पहुंचाया जाता है। इसके फायदे के बारे में जब लोगों को पता चल रहा है, लोग जागरूक हो रहे हैं, तो लोग इस तकनीक को अपनाना चाहते हैं। ऐसे ही एक यादगार वर्कशॉप सेशन के बारे में बताते हुए रसेल कहते हैं कि
Come a, tiger reserve in MP State, and we're expecting, you know, maybe 25, 30 people to turn up for the workshop, which is the normal size for the workshops. But we were, and I found out this retrospectively, but I was so impressed to hear that the Forest Reserve were so organized that they got two people each from 75 villages. So we had 150 people who turned up over 2 days to learn about how to make smokeless fire and to get involved. And we actually, it's a hands-on workshop, so people actually get their hands in the clay and make their own smokeless fire. And I was so impressed that for such a small cost, it cost us, in Australian terms, maybe $400-$500 to run this workshop, and we were able to share the information to 75 villages over 2 or 3 days. For me, that's what this project's all about, and that's why I call it a smokeless bookstore revolution. The idea is to teach people the skills, and then they themselves then get to teach everyone around them the skills, and hopefully the idea will catch on. But yeah, that was very exciting.
अंत में भारत का वर्णन करते हुए उन्होंने कहा कि
very hard to point my finger at one thing, but I guess when friends from Australia who haven't been to India ask me what's India like, I try and explain, that's like trying to explain to someone who only sees in black and white what colours are like. India to me has such an incredible expression of diversity, both good and bad. It's like the full spectrum of the human experiences here. The extremes of the positive and the extremes of the negative, you can find everything in India.